Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and we had a great service at church. It was great to see everyone who still had their mother. I haven't had my mother with me for a long time. She's been with the Lord for many years now, and I miss her every day. If you still have your mother, tell them you love them. Give them a hug. Do something special for them, because one day they'll be gone. My preacher preached on Proverbs 31:10 through 31, a virtuous woman. And blessed are the men who find a virtuous woman to share their lives with. Me, I'm still single, and I do believe I'm going to spend the rest of this life single. Well, I've got a cat, but I do believe I will spend the rest of this life single, because trying to find, I don't want to say the perfect woman, is just so hard these days. I know I'll never find the perfect woman. No, let me rephrase that. I know I'll never find a perfect woman. Now, I may find the perfect woman. I just have to get out and find her. But I want to find her in church. I want to find her doing godly things, things of the Lord. I want to find her doing the Lord's work. And the only place I go doing things like that is at my church. And there are no women at my church. I am a single man, and I need to go more places where there are more godly women at. In my town, that just means other churches, but I don't plan on leaving my church, especially not to go trying to find a woman, so I guess I'll just stay single. I don't mind it. It's just me and the Lord, and I can live like this. It does get boring, and it does get lonely, but we all have a cross to bear, and if being single and being alone with a cat is my cross to bear, then I'll carry it. I'll carry it with pride, knowing that I'm serving the Lord in the way that He wants me to serve Him. Because I feel if He wanted me to have a wife, He would have already given me one. I don't have any big plans for today. I plan on just sitting around and watching YouTube and Netflix and Amazon Prime and just wasting a day away. I'm sitting here having a peach mango shake and make energy drink. It's going to give me the energy to get in there and do the few dishes that are in my sink. I don't have much housework to do. I don't keep a cluttered house. I pick up everything as it usually falls, and therefore it doesn't leave me much to do. So I find myself, whenever I don't have anything to do, housework is not something that I can always turn to. But no matter what, I did sit down and do my podcast today, and that's something that I like to try to do. No matter how I'm feeling, I like to sit down and do my podcast because it makes me continue to keep my schedule, and keeping my schedule is something very important to me. And if nothing else, I got a 5-minute rant out, and that's what I like to do. I like to get a 5-minute rant out. Now let's take a look at today's holidays. Is today a holiday? Of course it is. As we've learned by now, every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. Today is Clean Up Your Room Day, Jerusalem Day, National Lipid Day, National Shrimp Day, World Lupus Day, Trust Your Intuition Day, National Small Business Day, and National Women's Checkup Day. So there aren't many holidays being celebrated today. Let's take a look at Clean Up Your Room Day. In general, Clean Up Your Room Day is a day that parents look forward to and that children dread. Children can't make excuses to not clean their room today. It's a holiday. But parents or other adults aren't off the hook. This day applies to them as well. The day can be looked at as part of spring cleaning. It's a day to get rid of the dust, to clean the floors and under the bed, to pick things up that are out of place, and to organize. How to observe Clean Up Your Room Day. Celebrate the day by cleaning your room. Dust everything in sight. Sweep and mop the floors. Organize things that are out of place. Get rid of things that you don't need or use anymore. Make a promise to yourself that you will keep your room clean from now on. If you have young children, show them how to clean and organize their room. If you have older children, have them clean their room on their own. If you inspect their room for cleanliness, make sure you let them inspect your room as well. Clean Up Your Room Day is for everyone. Well, Clean Up Your Room Day. My room is rather clean. It could stand a little dusting and a little bit of organization on the bookcase. But other than that, I probably won't be celebrating this day today. But here's wishing everyone a happy Clean Up Your Room Day. Now let's move on to some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what sort of good news we can find. Here's a good news story. Some planes land late and others make it to the gate on time. But a recent flight from Salt Lake City to Honolulu is giving a whole new meaning to the term early arrival. When the plane took off, Lavinia Lavi Munga was headed for a family vacation, but unbeknownst to even herself, that family was about to get one bouncing baby boy bigger. The soon-to-be mom had no idea she was already 29 weeks along. "I just didn't know I was pregnant. And then the baby, Raymond, just came out of nowhere," Munga said. Halfway through the fateful trip, the crew had to make an announcement seeking out medical personnel to help with the emergency. Serendipitously, the passenger manifest included not only Hawaii Pacific Health physician Dr. Dale Glenn, but a trio of neonatal nurses, Lanny Bamfield, Amanda Beating, and Mimi Ho, who all work at Missouri's North Kansas City Hospital. Without proper neonatal equipment, Dr. Glenn and the nurses had to come up with some creative solutions to keep baby Raymond stable for the remainder of the 3-hour flight. Thanks to a mixture of wilderness training and ingenuity involving shoelaces, microwave warming bottles, and an Apple Watch heart monitor, the newborn made it to Hawaii in good form. I don't know how a patient gets so lucky as to have three neonatal intensive care nurses on board the same flight when she is in emergency labor, but that was the situation we were in, Dr. Glenn relayed in a hospital statement. The great thing about this was the teamwork. Everybody jumped in together and everyone helped out. Passenger Julia Hansen captured the blessed event for posterity with a TikTok video that includes a rousing round of applause for mom, baby, and her medical guardian angels, and has been seen more than 15 million times by viewers around the world. When the plane touched down, it was met on the tarmac by a medical response who whisked mother and son to Kapiolani Medical Center for Women and Children. As a preemie, Raymond was placed in their neonatal intensive care unit, where it's reported he's doing just fine. Since his birth was unexpected, in lieu of a baby shower, Munga's sisters have set up a GoFundMe campaign to help with the expenses of their nephew's unticketed entrance into the world. Well, to me, this is just an awesome story. A story of what a lot of people like to call coincidence, but I don't believe in coincidence. Three neonatal nurses helping a woman who goes into early labor on a plane flight. That to me is just awesome. That's luck of the draw right there. It doesn't get any better than that. May the Lord bless all of them. Now let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Sports anchor Chris Berman turns 66. Rocker Bono turns 61. Model Linda Evangelista turns 56. Comedian Kenan Thompson turns 43. And actress Houston Sage turns 28. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. Today was one of those days where I wasn't even sure if I was going to do one. But now that I've done it, I'm glad that I did. I feel a lot better. I thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I'm feeling okay, I'm going to put out a rant. Today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays, 6 days a week. So again, I thank you for tuning in. And may you have a blessed day.